Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A 7-month-old child reported kidnapped in DeKalb County has been safely recovered and a suspect is in custody. Authorities say the incident started Saturday night around 10 in Henniger when parents reported their infant had been taken by a man they had been traveling with at a gas station. An area-wide alert was issued as investigators identified the suspect, 29-year-old Selvin Reyes Lopez of New Jersey, left the scene in a white Ford Expedition headed toward Jackson County. About an hour later, Madison, Alabama police located the vehicle there where the child was found unharmed. Reyes Lopez was arrested, charged with second-degree kidnapping. Officials say additional charges of human smuggling have since been filed, and federal authorities are now assisting in the case. DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon credited the safe recovery to fast action and strong coordination between agencies, calling it a case of phenomenal teamwork. The child has since been safely returned home. Walker County leaders are taking action to address pet overpopulation. The Walker County Commission has adopted a new ordinance targeting pet owners who violate animal-related laws. Under the new rules, those owners will be required to have their pets spayed or neutered and pay a fee. The ordinance also limits future adoptions, restricting offenders from adopting certain animals unless they're already spayed or neutered. The rule applies to pets older than 4 months and dogs older than 6 months. Now, county officials say the measure has been in development since 2024. It's aimed at reducing overcrowding in the shelter. Now, money collected from the fees will help expand low-cost spay and neuter programs across the county. The Walker County Animal Shelter says it will continue its voucher program as part of that effort. Animal advocates say the move is a necessary step to help control the pet population. The ordinance does include exceptions for hunting dogs, licensed breeders, livestock guardians, and other working animals, as well as pets with veterinary exemptions. Now, commissioners are expected to finalize fee details at next month's meeting. An investigation continues following a shooting on I-59 in DeKalb County we first reported about yesterday. Authorities say a driver who was shot during what appears to be a road rage-related incident Sunday night has now been treated and released from the hospital. The victim had driven to a nearby gas station off I-59 to call 911 about 7:15 on Sunday evening. Investigators say multiple shots were fired from another vehicle, striking at least 2 cars. Officials have not released details on what led up to the shooting. The suspect remains at large, but DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon says investigators are confident the case will be solved. He noted that similar interstate cases have taken time, but were eventually closed. Authorities say they do have information about the suspect vehicle, but are not releasing those details at this time to protect the investigation. Anybody with information is encouraged to contact the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. And a Whitwell man has set a new state record for largemouth bass on the Nickajack Reservoir. TWRA confirms Darren Nunley landed the record-breaking fish back in February. The bass weighed in at 15 pounds, 7.5 ounces, and measured just under 28 inches long. Officials say Nunley caught the fish using a chatterbait lure with 17-pound test line and a Shimano reel. Now, the catch was later weighed at a grocery store in Whitwell, and genetic testing was completed early this month to officially confirm the record. The new mark surpasses the previous record set in 2015 by just over 4 ounces. TWRA says the achievement is notable, especially since the state record had stood for decades prior to being broken in recent years. And the Braves are back in action for Game 2 of the 3-game midweek series against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch this evening set for 7:15, pregame at 6 o'clock. We'll have it all for you right here on KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.